TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Microphone check 1, 2, what is this?
All right, how about internet check, because...
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Wait, hold on. No. All right. Maybe. Maybe this will help. Okay. That might help. I just did. We'll see.
He's not actually doing anything while he says this.
Let me try this. I'm like the fake temperature control at your office.
He's like, let me try this. He scratches his left nut. Is that doing it? Oh, let me try this. He scratches his right nut.
Oh, much better.
Do I sound better now? Do I sound laid?
You sound better. Say now.
Yeah.
Now.
Seems better.
No.
I don't know how much of that was Noah delay.
Well, I was talking at the same time.
Exactly.
Noah, say now.
Now.
Wow, much better.
We did it.
All right.
We are the best tech support team on the planet.
Yes, we are.
That's all I'm ever
going to... Noah, fiddle with things, and then we'll test it.
That's all I'm ever going to try. Say now. Oh, now. All right, you're good. That's. I don't know why your computer's not printing.
I locked myself out. I need a password reset. Okay, say now. Now. All right, you should be good to go. Oh, did you do something? Yeah, I had to say now.
Wait, but did you give me a new password? No.
No.
Try typing now.
Oh, that didn't work? Try restarting your computer. And then say now.
Still not working. Oh, I think your computer's broken. Bye, click.
Oh, you have to talk to another group.
Tech support now.
Oh, people and their passwords.
Ooh, maybe I'm the problem. Because Andy sounds like it was having problems.
Oh, well, I sound great on my end.
You sound great yourself? That's
yes.
Great.
I sound amazing. I sound like butter on my end.
Now Noah sounds problematic.
It's going to be a wonderful episode.
Well, fantastic. Let's get it. What?
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, what we should do, we have a new modem that we should really focus on putting that new modem, because that might help things.
Yeah, it might. Hey, Noah, you know how hard modems are to install?
Is it harder than defragging your hard drive?
Quite. You unplug the old one, you plug the new one in. If it doesn't come on, you call the cable company and tell them, hey, activate my modem. Here's the code from it.
Well, Roberto has to do it, and he has not been around.
Ah.
And let's not act like calling the cable company is no chore.
This is true. You gotta call the cable company, promise them your firstborn, punch yourself in the nuts 3 times.
They have legions of robots manning the phones, making sure you never talk to a person.
Ever. Even when you get on the phone with a person, they're programmed to act like a robot.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, beep, boop.
Sir, did you just say beep, boop, 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 beep?
Beep.
I can hear you breathing.
Beep.
Oh, Noah's the saddest robot.
All right.
Jenny Jones should do a special on you.
We should probably sync up.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week we talk about our 4th of July celebrations, and we talk about our kids, and we talk about the Terminator franchise, and we talk about our kids, but then we talk about our kids. Sorry. But when you hear this sound...
Hasta la vista, Dickwad.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to the shit show, TanCast.
We promise this one will be funnier than a punch of the balls.
I think we could probably promise it'll be funnier than a punch to the balls.
Wait.
But a punch to your balls, not a punch to someone else's balls. Because that's just hilarious.
Right. Yes.
You know what? Actually, I was at a bar, and the people I was with were watching like those videos where people hurt themselves. And I'm, for the most part, not really into those anymore. Like, if it looks like they really hurt themselves, I'm like, no, this is not funny. Like, if they just get up and they're okay, I'm like, all right, that was kind of funny. But if they're, like, laying on the ground and, like, no, that looked very painful. That guy hit himself in the balls. I cannot laugh at this.
I think that level of empathy must be one of the signs of adulthood, because my dad hated America's Funniest Home Videos when I was a kid. Because it's like, half the thing is just people, you know, hurting themselves, like legitimately hurting themselves, and then other people laughing at it. It's like, that's not fucking funny. Actually, my dad never cussed, so he didn't use the F word there. But in my heart, there was an F bomb in there that my dad just omitted. And I used to laugh my ass off at it. Now, you know, if we accidentally catch, you know, a minute of America's Funniest Videos or whatever it's mutated into now that Tom Bergeron is gone, it's like, yeah, this is just retarded. This is like, it's an animal acting like an animal or a person getting hurt, and neither of those things are funny.
I disagree. I'm gonna take that.
You're not an adult yet.
All right, I'll take that.
Steffi hated America's Funniest Home Videos too.
She's like, she also hated everything full of joy.
She would refuse to watch it. She's like, no, I'm not going to sit in this room. And I'm like, really? Really? You can't even just sit in the same room. It's on.
Well, you know, there's always the possibility that an actual funny video would come on and she'd have an extreme allergic reaction.
I can't handle funny. No, I'm melting. What a world.
You know that scene in T2 where it's deleted, actually, where John Connor's trying to teach the Terminator how to smile? That kind of expression would come over her face, like,
yeah. Are you going to devour me? No, this is a smile. Stop it. Just no, never, ever, ever do that. Never.
All right. Oh, by the way, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
We did it. All right, now we can quit.
We've done that joke before.
Oh, yes. I know.
Stop it.
Well, it's been 7 years. We're bound to do these jokes.
Okay,
we did that
joke like 3 weeks ago. Don't act like, it's a storied history.
7 years.
It's our storied history, Tim.
Let me tell you the story about our history. Suck, 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 suck. Funny streak, suck.
Yeah, that's about right. So we're like a third of a way to running out of numbers. Like, we're going to have a Y2K problem and add a digit to Tancast episodes.
Yeah, don't worry.
In 14 years.
I was like, calm down. Your kid will be in college before we need to do that.
Oh, we're going to keep this motherfucker going. For life.
Number four, life.
I'm thinking about getting a Tancast tattoo.
Ooh.
I'm thinking about it too. I'm thinking, that's an awful idea. I'm not going to do that.
I'm thinking about not getting a Tancast tattoo. Like, just actively avoiding it.
But we could all get matching ones, guys.
This is true.
It'll bond us forever.
So when I'm timing out the episode, this will just be navel-gazing bullshit.
That sounds like a good idea. Yes.
When I put, you know, from this point in time to this point in time, this is just the navel-gazing bullshit section of Tancast. Do you want to do some tan laughs? Do we have any?
Sure. I don't know that we do. I think our listeners are starting to lose interest in this idea.
In tan laughs or Tancast?
Both.
I think we should do tan laughs.
Okay, officious version of Noah.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much. Hey guys.
Where do you go? Send in jokes every week to your mom at tancast.com.
This was so funny.
I will start, maybe.
Okay, you will start then. Start.
This is a blonde joke from Jonathan. What did the blonde say when the airplane began to shake?
Is this an earthquake?
Yes.
That we did last week?
Did we?
Not only did we do that last week, I postulated that we had done it the week before. So have we done Jonathan's joke 3 weeks in a row?
Potentially.
We may
have. Someone would have to go back and listen, though, and I don't think anyone's going to do that to themselves.
Then I got no jokes right now. So come back to me. I will find one.
All right, you're a failure.
Oh.
I got a joke from Rockin' Roger.
Go for it.
Guys, I want to thank you for episode 331. Funniest episode ever, 331. I think that was supposed to be meant read with a little more, funniest episode ever, 331. Like that was like a slogan. I knew that you guys could meet the challenge. Oh, this is when Roger told us to make a funny episode because he was going through a rough patch. I love you guys, in parentheses, no homo. This being said, here's a tan laugh. Marooned on a South Seas island, a man with a beard down to his knees is walking on the beach. Suddenly, a beautiful woman emerges from the surf. Been here long, she asks. Since 1981, he replies. How long has it been since you've had a cigarette? 34 years. She unzipped a pocket in her sleeve of her wetsuit, pulls out a pack of Camels, lights one, and hands it to him. He inhales greedily. How long has it been since you've had a drink of whiskey? 34 years. Oh, wait, that's the same number. 34 years. She unzips the other sleeve and offers him a flask. He takes a long pull and looks at her adoringly. How long, she asks coyly, since you played around? 34 years, he says wistfully. She starts to unzip the front of her wetsuit. Gosh, he says, you got a set of golf clubs in there?
Because around and around.
Yeah.
That's the humor.
Thanks again for all the funny. Rockin' Roger, Tancast Bodyguard. Hope the attached photo gives you a laugh. And it's a picture of Roger making his punching face. I'd be unstoppable if not for law enforcement and physics.
Physics is a bitch.
I have
fly
some
everywhere
jokes.
Except for physics. Go for it.
What do you get when you cross a kangaroo and a sheep? A horribly mutated animal.
I don't know why I didn't expect an anti-joke, but... any more like that? Or?
I know a kid named Jay, but we call him Jay for short. you know what's funny? Something that makes me laugh. Oh, this one's terrible. Where did Sally go during the bombing? Everywhere.
All over the place.
Oh, no, I don't. No, I'm not going to do that one. That's funny.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
I'll send it to you guys, but I'm not going to read it.
Devil Andy says, do it.
That's why I don't listen to Devil Andy.
Angel Andy says, do it.
Where'd Tim go?
Tim was on mute.
Perfect time to be on mute when we're doing jokes, Tim.
Holy shit.
When there was a lot of people in the room, yeah, it was the perfect time to be on mute so it didn't distract you fools.
Oh, very good. Well, I've got a tan laugh from 2 years ago, so if we're recycling, we're at least reaching way back. This is from Jonathan. Teacher says to Johnny, Johnny, can you tell me the name of three great kings who have brought happiness and peace into people's lives? Johnny says, sure. Drink King, Smoke King, and Fuck King.
Oh, I just thought of a joke.
Yeah?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's the military. I'm sorry, ma'am. Your son died in the war.
You didn't think
well,
of that joke.
Well, one of us has got big balls, and that one is Tim.
Well, I just thought of that. What do you mean?
Right off
Liar.
The top of your head.
I just came to my mind. So why did that cross the line for you?
I don't know. Just war is sad.
Darkness.
War is sad.
People's sons die in the war all the time. I also listen to a lot of podcasts where people talk about people dying in wars. And I'm like, no, that's just sad.
Yeah.
Oh, I was telling Noah this yesterday, speaking of sadness. So I was looking up TV tropes for the movie Jurassic World for some reason. I enjoy doing that when I have a chance. And one of them was put on a bus, which I don't know if you've heard of that. It's actually more of a TV thing than it is a movie thing, where a character leaves the show, essentially. The character's been put on a bus. And an actor leaves the show, and so they write out the character in some way. Like, oh, that character is...
going off to college.
Yeah, or whatever they did for Grissom on CSI, or, you know, stuff like that. So anyway, it's called Put on a Bus. And then there was some tropes of it, like, called, you know, like, Died in Real Life, where they put the character is put on a bus because the character, the actor playing the character died. Or, anyway, so I'm going through different examples of this, and one of them is like that episode of Sesame Street where Mr. Hooper died, and then they actually dealt with Mr. Hooper dying. Here's a click to that, here's a link to that video. I was like, oh yeah, I'll just watch this at work. Click, just crying. I'm like, why am I doing this? Why would I choose this? Why? It's sad. And then one of the related videos is like, do you want to see Big Bird singing at Miss Jim Henson's funeral? I'm like, of course I do. Click, why? Why am I still doing this? I'm crying at work.
Oh, I actually did that to myself with John Cleese's eulogy when Graham Chapman died.
Ah.
I was like, oh, this will be funny. It's some Monty Python stuff. The feels.
I didn't even have any excuse of, oh, this will be funny. And also, I'm like, there's no chance this will be funny.
Yeah.
It's just death.
Unless you're a psychopath.
Which Tim is.
True.
Human misery.
Tim be crazy.
Cray-cray.
Tim be crazy.
Clunts be shopping.
Oh, I used the phrase totes cray at work this week and got so many weird looks.
Andy, how many days go by where you don't get any weird looks at work?
Zero.
I guess...
He has like a little sign up that's you're like, you know, we have this many days of safety. Like, I've had 5 days since I got weird looks.
The thing is, the longer it goes since I've gotten a weird look, the more I'll misbehave to get that weird look. It's like my fuel. Keeps me running.
Navy SEALs.
Yes. Navy SEALs.
Well, we've kind of already started this, but how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Yes, Mr. Potter.
I love three-day weekends.
Me too.
Because I got to the end of yesterday and I was like, ah, work. Wait! I made some tasty Brinner last night.
Sorry, looking up something that happened to me over the course of the week.
Oh, and re-laughed at it?
Yep.
Well, this is far less amusing. I made delicious omelets for dinner last night.
Oh my God, Eddie.
When will they learn?
Oh, omelets.
Omelets be crazy.
They do be crazy. That they do.
I made delicious barbecue at someone else's house for dinner last night.
You didn't make anything.
AKA, I didn't do anything but eat their food.
Yes, that's a great way to go. Happy Freedom Day, Tim.
But for lunch, I had a kosher hot dog with bacon. Because America.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Hasta la vista, Dickwad.
So, man, kosher dogs are way better.
And then bacon makes everything way, way better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So everybody wins in my mouth.
Bacon doesn't taste like exercise, though.
Exercise doesn't taste like bacon.
That's the way it goes.
But also, bacon doesn't taste like exercise.
This is true. In the same way that you know, delicious cheeseburgers don't taste like shit.
Sometimes they do.
Oh. In the same way that nuzzles of kittens don't taste like human suffering.
Sometimes they
do. Wait. Delicious cheeseburgers don't ever taste like shit.
Yes.
Sometimes.
That's why I added the modifier delicious. Because exactly. I knew that Noah would be like, what if you made a cheeseburger out of shit? What about then, smart guy? I'm like, I'm just going to cover all these bases. You know why? Because I'm wide enough to cover all of these bases.
Andy's a girthy fellow.
Ba-dum-bum. Andy's got some girth in his junk. Wait, what?
Did you go see fireworks last night, Andy?
It's been like stormy here the last couple of days, so the fireworks that were going off were like up in the clouds. So we checked the weather. We're like, this is going to rain off and on like all night. And then like fireworks started going off. And usually like we can see, you know, we live kind of up on a hill. So like, you know, usually we can just look out windows and see fireworks displays going off. And we just saw clouds lighting up. We're like, yep, not going to go drive to any of those places.
Solid plan.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why they didn't just cancel it and move it to tonight when the weather was that shitty.
Because this is not Independence Day, Andy.
Yeah, tradition, Andy. Tradition.
Tradition.
But they've done it before when it was shitty weather.
Well, they fucked up.
And this is the South. Shitty weather happens in July.
I got no answer for that.
Yeah, that's right. You don't.
Tim.
Noah. Sorry.
How was fireworks for you?
It was great. We found this little spot behind a hotel that's sort of that sort of overlooks a good chunk of the bay.
Right next to a dumpster?
And you can see a lot. Yeah, right next to a dumpster. No.
Van down by the river?
It's like one of those like little hiking type trails.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a couple benches around and just like a lot of, and like, there were quite a few people who'd figured out that this was a good place to watch. And you could see a lot of fireworks from far away. And when a friend told us about it, like, and I was waiting, I'm like, is this what we're watching, the fireworks? Because like, they were far away. I mean, like, far. I'm like, oh boy, I hope I have not brought this 4-year-old here with this level of excitement to watch those fireworks from this far away. And then finally the fireworks actually happened, and it was great. fucking, he was excited about some fireworks.
I kick my feet back and forth, 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
Like, well, before you got there, but even, like, after you got there, too?
Yeah, and then, well, we met some friends of Danelle's who were there, we dropped off Danelle and the baby at the house because the baby wasn't going to be able to handle it. Baby's like, I need to fucking sleep, y'all. I'll be tired. I need my 9 hours or else I'm going to be a bitch in the morning. I was like, James, quump. We say quump now.
Sorry,
anyway,
Dad.
But anyway, one of Danelle's friends was there with her kids, and she had some glow sticks, and so all the kids were playing with the glow sticks, like, look, it's like fireworks. I was like, yep, it's exactly like fireworks. They were so excited, like, I can't wait for the fireworks. Oh, the fireworks are going to be awesome. He was super excited, and then when they were happening, he was super excited, and then, like, the color commentary while the fireworks were going off, like, one of Danelle's friend's kids goes, that looks like a brain head, and Michael's like, brain head, and then they just kept yelling it over and over again.
Brain head, brain head.
I was like, you guys realize that most brains are in heads. You're being very redundant.
The ones that aren't, something horribly wrong has happened.
Maybe those are the ones they're talking about.
I don't know if you saw my post on Facebook. Like, by the time we, like, he was holding the glow sticks in his hand on the drive home, and he's like, I might fall asleep, but I'm going to hold on to my glow sticks. And then he was full on passed out, but death grip on those glow sticks.
That kid does not lie.
Nope. I was like, well, he knew. He knew what was what.
Danelle was just telling me, like, different things she's said to her. They're just hilarious. Like, I think, you know, he wanted to go somewhere, and he's like, can you take me? Because I can't drive.
Yep. It's like, he was trying to explain something. Like, you know, like, I want mommy to put James down so that you and I could do. I'm like, well, James is already down. No. Tonight. I was like, yes, tonight. He's down tonight. He's asleep right behind you in that crib. He's like, let me explain this to you.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Dad, you are obviously not getting this. Let me explain it to you one more time.
And what he actually meant was when James woke up in the middle of the night, he wanted mommy to deal with it so that I was bright and chipper in the morning to wake up with Michael. I'm like, all right.
He's smart. I mean, obviously, but just like, I like that he's like thinking ahead about things.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know if this, I don't have that much experience with 4-year-olds or if he's actually smart.
Yeah. I mean, same with me. I mean, I think kids are a lot smarter than we think, right? They are definitely like figuring out stuff and like thinking about the world in a very like, you know, curious and like critical way. And like, yeah, I think they do think a lot about stuff that we may not even realize.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you got anything to add? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
They're plotters. That's the thing. Like, it's not just that you watch them, you know, trying to figure stuff out. It's like they're trying to like get out ahead of us. They're trying to be more clever than us. Like, they try to pull shit over on you if they can. Not in a bad way. Like, it's kind of amusing to watch how their little brains work while they're trying to, you know, plot and plan and think around you. Like, I'm so many times older than you. I did all this shit to my parents. They didn't fall for it either.
But do you ever think? I mean, because like, it's not like even if they did, kind of like did something that got over on you, it's not like they would just reveal their master plan to you.
Drew tends to tell on himself.
Oh, does so he?
He might.
Okay, maybe they do.
Well, Daddy Bond, let me tell you what I was going to do.
I was going to tie this balloon to the cat's tail and then allow him to run around the house being chased by the balloon while I cackled and drank my yoo-hoo.
Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Daddy. I expect you to give me a cookie.
Oh,
two cookies.
Yeah, two cookies. Definitely two cookies. Because last night,
I like when he thinks that you're about to give in to one cookie. He's like, "Wait a minute,
yes.
Two cookies. Can I get another cookie? Maybe I can press this."
Yeah, Caitlin got these things called yo-yo cookies, which are like two chocolate chip cookies with like a cream frosting thing in the middle, and then half dipped in chocolate that kind of like helps to hold the whole thing together. Although, of course, your natural inclination will be to hold on to it by the chocolate that sort of holds everything together, and that just gets melty chocolate all over your hand, so they're a little extra messy. Plus, biting into the solid cookies and the squishy stuff in the middle tends to just sort of like jizz frosting all over your face, but in a great way. So Drew was finishing up one of those things and then saw that that instead of having one of those, I was having Oreos. And Drew turned to me and said, "Can I have an Oreo?" I'm like, "No, you have a giant cookie sandwich there." Like, but I already had this, and this this wasn't dessert. This was just the leftovers. Like, yeah, you had half of that the other night, and now you're having the other half now because it's a giant dessert. But that wasn't dessert. That was just finishing up dessert from before. No, that was dessert. But I haven't even had an Oreo, and you have so many Oreos.
You're like, listen, Obama, just because I have a lot of Oreos doesn't mean you get some.
Oreo redistribution.
That's for what few right-wing listeners we have left. I feel like I think we've pissed them all away.
Possibly.
Oh, well.
I also did my first 5K yesterday.
Oh.
And he ran? For a little bit.
For a very brief section of it. So that's what I was laughing at. They sent my stats over, and I was like, oh, where did I place? In my division, I was number 24 out of 24. For my gender, I was number 11 out of 11.
Sweet. All right.
So I was dead last in the stroller section of men.
Stroller like pushing a stroller or stroller like...
I'm not sure. I mean, I definitely was pushing a stroller, but I was also going... So... It has a thing on the side that says share, like presumably to put this, I'm sure, on Facebook or Twitter. I'm like, why would I share this? Guys, I failed. I failed.
Do it. Share the fail. Come on. If America's funniest home video / America's funniest video has taught us anything, it's that shared fail is funny fail.
How about no, you crazy Dutch bastard? My Achilles tendons, though, are still sore.
Yes.
I was like, can you stretch these? And Danelle's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, maybe I should have done that. She's like, yeah.
Wait, can you sprain them or stretch them?
No, he means like stretch them out, like, you know, prepare.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like reasonable people do before they're going to exert themselves.
Yeah. Or, you know, if you're a grower, not a shower, before you actually take your pants off, you kind of, you know. Stretch it out a little. Give it a little extendo tug.
Smack it a few times. Let it know what's what.
Okay, you're about to be on stage. Stand up.
You're on stage.
At least fluff up a little. Come on.
Oh, and the shirt I wore while at doing the 5K was the exercise doesn't taste like bacon shirt.
Perfect.
Unfortunately, I attached my bib, my running bib to it, and one of the safety pins put a fairly decent hole in there. I was like, son of a bitch!
Aw, sadness.
It is a little sad.
Oh, the first wound.
The first cut is the deepest.
Yeah. Actually, my remaining cat tried to wound mine. I came home from work the day that I wore it to work, and he was doing his adorable little thing where he looks at you out of the top of his eyes, and he picks one paw up like a toddler. Pick me up! Pick me up! And I picked him up, and he hooked his claws into the shirt when I got him to my shoulder. I'm like, nah, that's unpleasant, and pretty much going to destroy this shirt. Let's, for the sake of both me... and this beautiful shirt. Let's unhook those.
Declaw that fucker.
No. Really. No, that's horrible. Anyone within the sound of my voice, do not declaw your cats. People think, it just takes the claws off. No, it's like cutting off all of the first knuckles of all of your fingers.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's how they declaw them. They get rid of the part that grows claws, which is the first knuckle of their fucking fingers. They amputate the first knuckles of their fingers.
Wait, so they're actually cutting off part of their toes?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, declaw that fucker.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
You son of a bitch.
Come on, Eddie. You've known me long enough.
What are the toes for?
I do.
No, I do not condone that. That does sound terrible.
Yeah.
I condone it. Declaw your kittens. And your
cats.
And your kids.
Yes, declaw your children.
Oh, James had fucking sharp-ass fingernails this morning. We were playing, he just went, gish! I was like, hey, Wolverine, take it easy on my nose.
It's so weird because they're like
so tiny.
I'm the
best at what I do, bub.
It's like little paper cuts.
Sorry, I just had a mental image of James with that wacky haircut and a stogie out of his mouth. 5 o'clock shadow.
Dancing to all the single ladies.
Nope. Andy, you took it not where it was going at all.
Oh, have you not seen that video?
Nope.
Okay, well, after the show you can watch it.
Hasta la vista, Dick Wad.
I'm not going to watch it ever. Because you're
Tim.
Tacking on to a joke that doesn't need you.
Tim.
Nope.
Tim.
No, I was making a great reference.
I got to take a stand.
Absolutely did need me to make it because you have not been exposed to this awesomeness yet.
All right. Was that the time? I mean, there's many things you haven't been exposed to. I'm not going to bring them up in the middle of you telling a little anecdote.
It's Wolverine dancing to Single Ladies. It was topical. Fuck your mouth.
How's it topical? How? How's it topical?
Always topical.
I think
Wolverine dancing to Beyonce.
I think Andy has a point.
Yes. Thank you.
You
Noah.
Both go fuck yourselves. Or you can go fuck each other. It's
Noah?
Legal now in all 50 states.
Noah? Fist me, buddy. Fist me.
Actually, just because they get married does not necessarily mean it's legal to fuck, does it?
Wait, what?
Well, aren't there some states that say it's illegal to have anal sex?
No, that was like the last of those laws were stricken down as I mean, they may still be on the books, but they're unconstitutional.
Was that with this ruling?
2003, I think, was the final nail in the coffin for the sodomy laws.
Okay, good to know. Now I can fucking every state.
Whew. Yeah, Lawrence v. Texas. That was what it was.
Lawrence wanted to do some ass fucking. Texas said they wouldn't let him, or vice versa.
No, Texas wanted to do some ass fucking, and Lawrence said no, no.
And the Supreme Court said, "Oh yeah,
everything's bigger in Texas, including the ass fucking."
I wonder how the Supreme Court felt about like, really, we got a rule on this? All right. It was 6-3.
Right,
two. So some people are like, no,
yep.
no.
Yeah, it's like no, the states can totally do no. No, civil liberties. That's the problem. This is the state infringing on what two consenting adults are doing, you know, inside their bedroom with the shades drawn.
You draw the shades when you do that? And in your bedroom? Andy.
Oh.
Andy, come on, buddy. Spice it up.
Am I missing out?
Are you ever?
Man, nothing like doing on, like, the kitchen, right where you prepare food. A little anal fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Googly.
Yeah, just wipe your dick off with the cutting board there. Mm-hmm.
I
was going to say, I'm going to guess that Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas dissented. Oh, look, I'm right.
Congratulations?
Yeah, because Scalia... Oh, he's all, oh, I'm a strict constitutionalist, unless it's icky homo stuff.
I mean, not just gay people like to have butt sex. It's, you know, it's for everybody.
This is true.
It is for everybody.
I know.
What
I
is
am
it?
Straight as an arrow, and I love a long, hard dick in my... Oh, wait, what?
What is the definition of sodomy? It's generally anal oral sex between... And a non-human animal.
I believe blowjobs count as sodomy.
I believe so.
Oh, right, yeah, it says anal or oral sex.
Yep. Anything besides P and V.
So when you hear about, like, someone sodomizing someone else, it's not always anal sex.
No, in fact, it doesn't even necessarily involve a penis. Like, you can sodomize somebody with an object.
Yeah, I just didn't realize it was oral as well. Which is not, like, you know, especially if it's forced, it's not any better. But for some reason, like, it sounds a little less worse. Like, if I had to choose between one hole or the other, I definitely would choose my mouth.
There you go, ladies. You can sodomize no one in his mouth.
I mean, no, I'd rather you didn't. I mean, well.
Too late. He's up for it.
It's never too late. Tim,
on the one
don't
hand,
you
Noah,
know you could always say no at any point?
No, on the one hand, if it's in your mouth, that means you got to taste it. On the other hand, your mouth does come equipped with the ability to fight back.
Yes, but man, like that is a, like, even if, like, that was happening, like, it's going to take a lot of, like, building up to, like, just be like, I'm biting into someone else's, like, thing. And just like, arr, like, oh, oof. Like, you know what I mean? Like, That's gruesome.
Oh, maybe something's wrong with me.
There's no maybe.
And he's like, I would just buy it. No hesitation. I mean,
yeah, my fight or flight goes to fight.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've never really been in a fight like that, or, you know, of any fight, really. So I don't really know what I'm truly capable of, like, getting to that point.
It's been a long time, and I'm pretty sure I'd get my ass handed to me at this point.
Really? Like,
yeah.
What if you got anger involved? Like, you just were angry.
Well, I do know that I have a high pain tolerance when the adrenaline kicks in. Because, like I took a shot to the nuts, started to double over, and then stood back up, hulked out. Socked the person who hit me in the nuts, like, doubled them over, and then the pain came back. Like, the pain
and
was
did you
gone.
Rip off your pants and shirt?
No, I didn't do that.
Put on some jellies and run around?
I guess it would have been really more impressive if I'd, like, you know, hulked out and hit them over the head with my nuts.
Oh, you do more damage to yourself.
Me.
I I feel like, I mean, it also depends on who I'm fighting, right? If it's like some person who's trained in martial arts, I'll probably get my ass kicked. But I feel like if I'm just fighting the average Joe, I feel like I could take him out. But I also don't believe in like there's like fighting fair. Like if someone's really trying to hurt me, I will do whatever I can to stop that.
Yeah, that's the thing is that, you know, people like try to punch each other in the head and kick each other when they're down or whatever. If you if you're in a nasty fight, you need to be willing to do anything. You need to be willing to, you know, break the person's nose, to blind them, blind them with tears, but like also actually to blind them. Like, you know, go for the soft spots, go for the eyes.
I would probably go for the throat balls if they have them.
If you can get the throat, I mean, the chin and the mouth tend to get in the way for that, but yeah, if you can hit the balls and then hit the eyes, that's that's a pretty effective one too.
That, like, we're done here. Actually, I don't want to get hurt.
Yeah. Especially since if you actually blind them, they're pretty much out of the fight.
But I don't want to do anything permanent if I don't have to. Like, I'd rather
if
just
someone,
stop
like,
it.
Is really showing, I mean, it's not just like we're mad at each other. But if it's like somebody like really trying to hurt me, I will wreck them if I have to.
Unless they're trying to kill me, like if they're just trying to beat me up, I still want to do permanent damage to someone. Like, I would feel bad.
Yeah, see, I assume anybody actually trying to hurt me is trying to kill me. Or okay. Just doesn't care if I die or not. Yeah,
Tim,
so,
got anything to say about this?
I would always just try and throw the person across the room, like I see in all the fights I watch in movies. Because whenever two people fight, and neither one can die yet, plot-wise, they always just fight each other by throwing each other across the room. And then the other one will grab you and throw you across the room. And no damage is being done except to things around the room.
This is true.
I always hate that. I'm like, how hard is it to write a fight scene where the reason it keeps getting prolonged is the other person's just fighting well? Like, I'm like, there's no reason to throw someone across the room. Like, if you're trying to kill them, especially like when you know their implicit goal is trying to kill them, they're like, just go up and throw them. And like, you've seen them kill each other. Other people are like, a look. They're like, I'm just going to throw you across the room for no particular reason.
It's because the main character probably is outmatched by whoever they're fighting.
Well,
so the
I know.
Fighting has all...
I know the story reason. I'm talking about...
Well, that's what I mean. They can't write a character who is a match for that person. Otherwise, the dramatic tension isn't there. But then they also can't have the villain kill the main character. So that's why they're screwed and have to write fights like that.
I feel like you could write in a way where they just keep getting lucky and getting away. Like, even if they're not a match, like, they're able to jump around or escape. Like, I feel like there's better ways to do it.
This is true. I mean, Tony Stark and Iron Man 3 went, hand-to-hand against some of those extremist people just by being clever and then running away.
So there you go.
So if I have learned anything from watching movies, it's that the fight will be over if I happen to toss the person, not just across the room, but over something. So if there's like, you know, a maitre d's station or a bar would be perfect. If I can toss somebody over a bar, they will disappear behind the bar long enough for me to quip a little bit with whomever I'm there with and then leave. At that point, the person will stand back up from behind the bar, maybe bleeding superficially, but otherwise okay.
if there's some sort of water, throw them in that. That,
yes.
That will end the fight as well.
You know what? Yes. Water, also good. The body will not bob back up to the surface. We'll watch the water for a little while, but they'll just crawl out unharmed downstream, out of sight.
That must be it.
Yeah.
I do like it in shows or movies where they're like, show me a body. Like, I like when people are like, you know, I need to verify this shit because I cannot trust you people.
Because I know what genre of movie we're in, and I'm sure he survived this. No, he jumped off the top of the Empire State Building and landed in a shot glass of water, and then we just lost a shot glass. Show me a body. Two scenes later, he comes crawling out of the shot glass. I told you, motherfuckers, you can't kill me.
That would actually work for Ant-Man.
I was going to say something about movies.
About movies?
Yes.
About fighting?
Maybe about fighting. I forget it.
I always love the fights where, like, you know, somebody grabs somebody else by the arm and then they twist them and you hear, and then, like, a minute later, that person's fighting with that arm. I'm like, no, no, we heard it break. That Foley artist put a break in there, and that person twisted it in such a way that at the very least the cartilage is gone. Now that person's like throwing their main power punches with that arm. No, sir, no.
It's always amazing to me, like, how, like, wrecked someone will get, and then they're like, oh, no, I got a little bit more in me. I'm like, you just dropped from a building onto a car. There's a thing sticking from the middle of your head. Like, what's going on?
I was watching Terminator 2, and Linda Hamilton gets fucked up by the end of that movie. Like, she gets shot through the leg, uh-huh. and then the T-1000 pierces her through the upper, like, chest, shoulder area.
Yeah.
Yet she's still hobbling and fucking, like, one hand cocking that gigantic gun and shooting the I'm like, I'd be like, sorry, John, you gotta die. This hurts. I guess Michael Metal Guy is gonna get you. I'll be over here shitting my pants.
No, she went all Sarah Palin Mama Bear.
No. Sarah Palin is not the standard by which we, measure aggressive women at all. Never. No. Linda Hamilton is the standard. Oh, yeah. Sarah Palin.
Yeah. You know what? Linda Hamilton, Sigourney Weaver, either of those are acceptable answers.
Sarah Palin can suck a set of moose nuts.
And she may have.
It gets cold in Alaska.
So cold.
So cold.
And also, at that same scene, the T-1000 is pretending to be Linda Hamilton and walking towards John, but limping and, like... I think it's funny, because the T-1000 could have easily just stopped limping and killed him. Like, there was no reason to keep the facade going
well,
once he was in eyesight.
It wanted to get close enough that death would be assured, so it's limping because he knows she's hurt.
It didn't need to. He's a little boy with nobody else there to defend him. You could have totally just had that.
Well, maybe he didn't know that.
He knew that. He had just taken care of Linda Hamilton, although not killed her for some reason. Oh, okay. That's right. The T-800 interfered. But he knew she was limping and bleeding from the chest, and he had just finished stabbing the T-800. So there's nothing. He knows there's nothing Linda Hamilton can do to him at that point that's going to actually stop him.
Or so he thought. Remember, there's also the deleted scenes that show that after being frozen and shattered and reforming himself, that he was glitching. So he may have not been as fast to cover that distance. I'm not saying he was limping like legit limping. I think the limp was fake, but I think that he also didn't, maybe trust himself to be able to get the drop on him and wanted to get him, you know, within a guaranteed kill radius.
Also, I was watching the CinemaSins on T2.
Hasta la vista, Dickwad.
And this always bugged me, even when I saw the movie the first time. So they get into that just before all this happens. The T-1000 is driving the liquid nitrogen truck.
Uh-huh.
Arnold Schwarzenegger flips it over. It smashes. There's liquid nitrogen everywhere. The T-1000 is walking in it. It gets frozen solid. Like, you know, his leg breaks and his arm breaks, and he's just sitting there, and he's frozen solid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the T-800, instead of picking up this frozen, non-moving, completely non-lethal version of the T-1000 and chucking it in the metal steel, shoots it with his gun, shatters it into a bunch of tiny little, easily thawable pieces that form back together and come kill them. That was the dumbest move ever. It gave us the hasta la vista baby line, but he could have easily just done that by picking him up and tossing him into the steel.
This is true.
But Tim, he needed to come back for one final battle.
I didn't want him to come back. I wanted our heroes to be safe.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, unless it's movies like John Wick or something like that, typically the good guy is like way too soft with the bad guys. It's like, you know what? You seem to be defeated, but I know that if I turn my back, you're going to pull like one last knife or a little Derringer pistol or some shit like that. You know, they really need to go for... Like, even in Scream, there's the whole, oh, this is the part where the killer's going to pop back up again. And the guy does, and she unloads into him. People need to get into the mode in these things where it's like, you know what? This guy wanted to kill me, so I'm going to put two in his head, even though he's down. Like, he's down, but I'm going to put brain on the ground down.
All right, then.
So, yeah, I mean, just like with the T-1000. It's like, well, he's frozen. Let's go chuck him into lava. Just to be sure.
I also tweeted this when I was watching T2. I hate every sequel to T2 every sequel that comes after T2 because it means that the Miles Bennett Tyson character died for absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just my son is going to grow up without a father for no reason. Click.
Do you think that bothers you now more because you have a kid?
Perhaps. I mean, that part, that element of it, yes, but just the, I'm like, well, then what the fuck was the point of this?
They didn't know they were making a sequel.
Well, I mean, like, she crushed the first Terminator, but enough survived. He blew that thing up, but I guess apparently enough survived, or it was, you know, just sort of fate. So yeah, you're right. It's like his sacrifice. Maybe his sacrifice just bought some extra time. You know, maybe the whole Rise of Skynet. I mean, that's the whole point of the third one. That whole can't fight fate thing. It's like, you know, no matter what, this is the path that humanity is on. Humanity will destroy itself with its desire to devise more and more efficient machines to do our killing. So the Terminators are, you know, the long-term payout for that sin from humanity. And like, you know, humanity didn't change just because they destroyed the technology. So, you know, he maybe pushed it back. He maybe destroyed some of the work that had been done on it, but he didn't change the core nature of man, which is to continue to try to build better machines that are more efficient at killing other people.
Mm. Speaking of this, did Noah, did you end up seeing it last night, the new one?
No, so it's still on the table, buddy.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
I wondered how you got that from what I was doing.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. What I said probably didn't make sense, but
you got me there.
I've heard some good things about it. I mean, not just James Cameron saying that this is the sequel that should have been, but. Then I go and check the Rotten Tomatoes, 27% fresh.
Yeah, it is rotten to the core.
Yeah, I've heard the guy that plays Kyle Reese is just like meathead. They should have cast like literally anybody but him.
I don't know why that dude keeps getting acting roles. I've never seen him in anything where I'm like, oh, that dude looks like he's amazing.
Is he the same guy that played John McClane's kid in the latest?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Stop hiring him.
He's in another franchise he's about to ruin.
Oh, Lord.
Who's this guy?
Suicide Squad. His name's Joy Corey or something like that. Okay. He was John McClane's son in the latest Die Hard. He
Jai Courtney. Yeah, J-A-I, however that's pronounced.
He plays John Connor. No, he plays Kyle Reese in this one, and he's one of the guys in Suicide Squad coming out next year. Oh, that's right, Comic Con's next weekend.
Yeah, Roberto's going. That little bitch.
Yeah.
Little quump, I mean.
Are you upset? Did you want to go?
I mean, you know, I always kind of want to go. I mean, but it's not like it's something that's out of my control. If I really wanted to go, I could, you know, try to make that happen. So obviously, I never want to go that bad. Yeah, he's just not a very engaging actor.
Mm-mm.
Ew, what was he in? Jack Reacher. But... Yes. Yep.
He was in Jack Reacher? I don't even remember him, and I watched that movie.
He was spoilers. He was the bad guy.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Like the killer guy that was actually doing the stuff.
Well, he was the hired.
Oh, so we got like basically glimpses of him.
Yes,
for most of it. Like he wasn't like a, hey guys, I'm going to talk to you and get some exposition going. And hey, how you doing?
Oh, he had a lot, but he had some significant scenes. Like he killed that one girl, where he's like, oh
yeah, but he wasn't like he didn't have to do any much. I guess there wasn't a ton of performance involved, other than like.
Okay.
There wasn't a lot of dialogue, I guess. I guess
for some reason, I remember him pretty distinctly, being in a fair amount of scenes in the movie.
Yeah, I don't remember him at all.
He was silent in a lot of those scenes. He was like preparing a gun. He was like aiming a gun. He was shooting at somebody. Like there wasn't a lot of, you know, talkie-talkie in there. And when it did come time for, you know, like the real heavy exposition, basically his was like, I'm going to make threatening noises at Jack Reacher. And that's kind of it. When it actually came time to, like, you know, sort of explain what everything was that was going on, you know, they left all that shit to Werner Herzog.
Werner Herzog.
That just seemed random.
That it was him?
Yeah. Like, I don't, like who do we got to play that guy? You know, Werner Herzog. Oh, really? Yeah, all right. Sure. I don't know. It seemed weird to me. I was not against it.
So, back to Terminator for just a second.
Okay.
So Terminator did it. Star Trek has done it. I'm hoping Star Wars doesn't do it. But does it seem to you guys like there's a lot of like sci-fi shit where it's like their reboot is let's go create a time travel-y alternate reality, alternate timeline, like spinoff? X-Men did it too.
I was like, yeah.
I was trying to think of like what is the last like, you know, legit new sci-fi blockbuster of any sort? Well, maybe not even blockbuster because that's more commercial. But like, you know, like good sci-fi idea that was somewhat original. I haven't come up with anything since The Matrix. Like I've been.
What about District 9?
Oh yeah, I completely forgot about that.
Never forget about that.
No, I shouldn't.
Are you just talking about movies?
No, specifically, yeah, sci-fi movies.
Okay, because I watched a sci-fi series that was pretty good, but it wasn't sci-fi in the sense of like there's like crazy like advanced tech, but it was science fiction in the sense that like there was, you know, they're trying to. Well, I think I talked about Utopia when they're trying to make this virus that's going to, spoilers, control the world population. So it's kind of like
sci-fi.
And that was really good, and that was like. I mean, and I think that's also something of our time, right? Because I feel like now we're starting to think more about, like, are we living in a sustainable manner that we're going to survive? Like, so I was thinking that was a new idea. Although they did do it in Kingsman as well, a similar kind of premise. Not exactly, a little bit different, but the end result was supposed to be the same.
All right, and are you forgetting about the blockbuster juggernaut Tomorrowland?
I haven't seen that.
No, and neither is anybody. That's my point. That's why I ironically referred to it, or sarcastically, ironically, I'm not sure which, referred to it as a juggernaut blockbuster.
So did you see it, Tim?
No.
Oh, okay.
No one has seen it. I'm trying to drive this home.
My wife
no
and
one
kids
cares.
Saw it.
Not even the people who should care.
I keep pointing this out. My wife and kids saw it.
No. Okay, stop pointing things out.
All right.
Hey, Tim, his wife and kids saw it.
Oh, okay. Well, if you say so.
Oh, and the whole idea, Noah, of are we living sustainably has actually been around for a long-ass time.
So is my dick.
So, just linked you a little wiki article if you want to go get your learn on.
Hasta la vista, dickwad.
Nope, on the facts. I know
Oh,
facts.
I'm sorry. Are you as allergic to facts as Tim is?
Yeah.
Fuck you, dick sleeve. You can't just throw facts in while someone's trying to tell you something else and be like, oh, are you allergic to facts? No, I'm in the middle of a story. That's what I am.
Oh, look at that.
Tim just hates that birds are theropod dinosaurs.
I was re-listening to that episode. He's like, oh, you're allergic to facts. I'm like, no, I'm in the middle of fucking talking about something that doesn't relate to what you're talking about. Shut up! Allergic to facts.
Oh. Sorry, Tim. It's just fun to do that to you sometimes.
No apologies are necessary.
I'm fat. Tim's allergic to facts.
And he eats facts for breakfast.
One of those is true.
Hey!
Yeah, Tim's allergic to facts.
No, I'm not allergic to facts.
And I'm a chunky monkey.
Oh, are you saying Andy's not fat?
Oh,
no.
Is that the contention you're going to try and throw out on this podcast?
Andy is pleasantly plump.
Thank you. Finally, somebody gets
Andy is full figured. He has got junk in the trunk. Okay, Tim.
Andy,
that is what
Ruben-esque.
The ladies
he's
are
got
into.
Junk in the trunk. He's got junk in the back seat. He's got junk in the front seat. He's got junk on the roof of the car, strapped to it, holding onto it with one arm so it doesn't fly away.
Andy's rocking that dad bod. All right,
Tim.
Andy's rocking two dad bods.
Tim, I got some junk for you.
Where? What's happening? Oh, was that a penis joke?
It's a penis joke. It's front and center.
All right, let's end this episode.
Wait, we're gonna end it.
Tim's got to get over here and get this junk.
Oh, that's he's racing over there right now. He's like, all you hear is tires peeling away.
Sorry, family. I have to go on a road trip.
Andy's got junk for me. Gotta go.
I'll be back in a few weeks. Don't wait up.
So I've been Tim. That's not how we end it.
No.
You're doing it like a Terminator who all of a sudden decides to give your victim a sporting chance.
Yeah. This week I hate how quickly bones seem to set in fight scenes.
I remember, never trust Tim to not have an allergic reaction to facts.
Oh, damn!
Shut your filthy mouth.
Oh, no, we'll just dick out, just set it on the table, just left it there. Just left it there. America, fuck yeah! Lick my
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please! Tancast. You know what? I'm going to alter it. This week, you're doing it like Noah, who's a shit.
Oh. Boom. I just dropped the mic,
How
Tim.
How does that feel?
Your child.
Did I just hollow you out inside?
This week, I hate it when mommy and daddy fight.
Did you hollow me out inside?
This week, I'm daddy.
All right, I'll be mommy. That's fine.
All right.
I've got the dad bod.
Just remember, Tim, Noah likes it mouth, not ass.
No, oh, okay. Likes it is strong.
Well, he prefers.
He dislikes it less in the mouth.
Given the choice between only
that
those
is more
two.
Apt.
All right, good game, everybody.
Yes.
High fives.
All right, now I'm going to clear my browser history so my wife doesn't wonder why I'm looking up sodomy laws in the United States.
She knows why you're looking
she
up sodomy
why.
Laws in the United
yeah,
States.
Come on.
Yeah,
man.
That's not the thing that's going to embarrass her. If you pull out those socks and sandals again, that will embarrass her.
Oh,
she knows
so
who she married.
Me and Tim have a bet, Andy, that you will be the first of us to wear your cell phone on your belt loop.
Is that retroactive? Because then you win.
Oh, no!
God,
Andy,
why?
Andy, what happened to you? What happened? Who hurt you, Andy?
It was like 20 years ago. No, it was more like 13, 14 years ago. It was back when that was still a thing. I would never do that again.
That was
never
a thing.
Oh, it was a thing.
It was never a thing that people did who weren't dorks.
Well, yes, there are things that people do that you should not do. That is one of them.
No, it was back when cell phones were like, 3 inches fucking thick and it took forever to get them out of your pocket.
No.
Also, I don't tuck my shirts in, so I still had my shirt like hanging over it. I never walked around with it like, shirt
tucked
in.
Oh, people were fooled then. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
People were completely fooled with your 3-inch thick phone bulging out of your shirt, not tucked in.
That was not the only 3-inch thick bulge that people were noticing, if you know what I'm saying. I had the gut back then, too, is what I'm saying.
All right.
Why?
I love handling a cell phone.
I had so much hope for you.
Can't it be both?
We've lost respect for you.
All right. As well you should have. Beep, beep, borp. I'm a sad robot.